and happy Sunday and happy Valentine's weekend. Are you having a lovely weekend? Are you having a nice time? Whether you're single or whether you're with someone, I hope you're having the best. So this week, surprise, surprise, we are talking about relationships. The romantic ones, the complicated ones, the it's not you, it's me ones, the it's definitely you ones, and the big one, the relationship we have with ourselves. Because let's be honest, some of us are in relationships, some of us are in situationships, some of us are in long-term committed partnerships with Netflix and snacks, and some of us are in very confusing on and off things with our own self-worth. So let's start off by having a Sunday kind of love with each other and for ourselves.
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love. Love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. Do my Sunday dreaming, oh yeah, and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. Oh, I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show. And my arms need someone, someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold. Love for all my life to have and to hold. Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or nothing but Sunday. Oh yeah, yeah. I want a Sunday, Sunday.
Us here at South End Cities Radio, we hope you've had a Sunday kind of love all weekend. So before we talk about giving time to someone else, let's talk about giving time to yourself. Because whether you are gloriously single or deeply committed, you still have to live with you every single day. And here's the thing, we're brilliant at giving out energy, whether it's your partner, your friends, your colleagues, your family, whoever. Replying, supporting, showing up, fixing, helping, managing, listening. But when was the last time you actually checked in with yourself? Time for yourself isn't a luxury. It's called maintenance, like charging your phone before it dies at 2%. Me all the time. And suddenly you're blaming the charger, the plug socket, the electric company, when really you just didn't plug it in early enough or completely forgot like I do all the time. Self-care isn't always bubble baths and face masks either. Although if that is your thing, like it is my thing, go for it. But it's about regulation, reconnection, and another R word, maybe reset. Yes. When you don't take time for yourself, a few things quietly happen. Your patience shrinks. Your reactions get louder. Your needs go unspoken, and then they explode. And you start expecting other people to soothe what you haven't soothed in yourself. And that's where relationships will wobble too. For singles, self-care builds standards. And for those in relationships, it actually protects identity. So when you feel steady within yourself, you're not clingy, you don't overgive to earn love, you don't disappear into someone else's routine or shadow. Time alone builds emotional stamina. So think about yourself this weekend and always. So let's be our own cheerleader for a moment. And let's think about who's cheerleading you and let's see who you are cheering to.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love. And I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? I'm pretty, do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
gosh, that was OMI with Cheerleader and Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero. So are you being your own cheerleader and are you holding out as a hero for yourself? So it's Valentine's Day weekend, which means roses, restaurant bookings, and at least one person wondering if a takeaway and jogging bottom still counts as romance. Are we wrong? So let's be honest, relationships are a bit clumsy sometimes. Not broken, not failing, just human. We mishear things, we reply too fast, we get tired, we forget to properly look up from our phones. We think we said something kindly and it didn't land that way at all. That's not disaster, that's two people navigating life at the same time. And the lovely part, connection doesn't require perfection. It's in the small things, it's a shared smile across the room, it's a text me when you get there kind of thing, it's a, I don't know, making someone a drink without asking and choosing to sit together instead of separately. Valentine's can be sweet, but the real magic is in the every single day moments that say, I see you. Relationships aren't just about never getting it wrong. They're about actually gently coming back to each other again and again and again. And that's something we can all do. And if you beautiful people have got together very recently, well, enjoy this weekend, especially if it's your first after you've just got together or if you've just got married. And, you know, have this weekend and indulge in total love and goop. And remember going forward to take lots and lots of time for each other, always. I think we need a cheeky romantic confidence challenge. So grab your partner and get ready for this one because it's going to be fun. Here we go. The one, the only Coffee Dance Challenge.
Ta-da!
Okay, so for this week's Coffee Dance Challenge, grab your partner, drag her, him in, or imagine the future partner. Imagine who you want. Okay, so you're going to need two small pieces of paper and one larger piece of paper and a pen. And also your coffee. I hope you already sort of kind of knew that that was coming. So grab your coffee, grab your pen. Okay, so we're going to take those two smaller pieces of paper. And we're going to write me on one of the sides on both pieces of paper. And your partner. That can be either the word you, or it can be their name, or it can be the words mystery human. Okay? So, if you are single, this could actually whittle down the said requirements for the mystery human. Okay. Now, on the big piece of paper, you're going to write down these questions. There's a few. So, number one, who's the better dancer? Number two, who takes longer to get ready? Number three, who talks in their sleep? Number four, who's more ticklish? You might need to check this one. So that's who's more ticklish. Number five, who makes the weirdest faces? You might need to check this too. So who makes the weirdest faces? Number six, who loses their phone more? So that's number six, who loses their phone more? Number seven, who is likely to drink straight from the bottle? So number seven, who is likely to drink straight from the bottle? Number eight, who has the better taste in music? I know I'm causing trouble here. I know I am. So number eight, who has the better taste in music? Number nine, who makes the best dinner? Who makes the best dinner? Number 10, who has the cold feet in bed? So number 10, who has the cold feet? Number 11, who snores the most? Yes, again, I'm causing real problems here. But, you know, it's for a good cause. So come on then, 11, who snores the most? And 12, who is the rule breaker? Who is the rule breaker? So it's number one, who's the better dancer? Number two, who takes longer to get ready? Number three, who talks in their sleep? Number four, who's more ticklish? You might need to check it. Number five, who makes the weirdest faces? Check this too. Number six, who loses their phone more? Number seven, who is likely to drink straight from the bottle? Number eight, who has the better taste in music? Number nine, who makes for the best dinner? And number 10, who has the coldest feet in bed? Number 11, who snores? And number 12, who is the rule breaker? quite frankly, I would really like it if you actually wrote to me and told me how this went with you and your partner, or with you deciding what your prospective partner is going to do, be like, and whether they're going to snore or not. So, whilst you finish those and write a few of your own, think about it, don't cause any arguments, we will go back in time, find a little goo, feel a little vintage, and get down with some love tunes. Ooh!
goes out to my mom.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They say, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Look at what we would be missing. They say, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Dedicate this to my mum. Oh, he's so cute. Okay, well, I'm going to dedicate that to my mum too. And all the mums out there, because we love you too this weekend. So, every single week I kind of give you some science that backs my waffle. Okay? So let's talk about brain chemistry of love. Love kind of lights up your brain like a big festival. Several key chemicals and systems are actually involved. We go to the main star of the show, which is dopamine. It's the main star for me anyway. I'm obsessed with the idea of dopamine. So dopamine, the I want you transmitter. This is your brain's reward system, lighting up when you see someone, touch them, or even think about them. It's the thrill, the desire, the obsession phase. The oxytocin, the cuddle hormone, releasing during touching, hugging, kissing, and orgasm. But what helps create trust and attachment is your oxytocin. Vasopressin. Now, you haven't heard me speak about that, actually. This is the first time. So this works with oxytocin to help long-term bonding and monogamous attachment. So you and your one person. Serotonin, which we talk about quite regularly. That's your early stage romantic love, which kind of... it lowers your serotonin levels, which is why crushes can feel obsessive or all-consuming. But it does heighten when you're in your long-term loving romance. Endorphins, well, that's your feel-good chemicals. And they increase when you're with someone safe and familiar. This is the warmth and the comfort of deep love. So essentially, your brain is simultaneously in reward-seeking mode and bonding mode. which is why love can feel thrilling and grounding, all at the very same time. So love isn't just poetic, it has actual survival purposes, did you know? So pair bonding. Humans evolved to form attachments for raising offspring together. Oxytocin and vasopressin were reinforcing these bonds as well. Mate selection. So dopamine-driven attraction encourages us to pursue partners who trigger reward pathways. Social cohesion as well. So that's love strengthening, that's social bonds. That's kind of historically improving survival all the time. So all those butterflies, well, it's actually your brain giving you a survival pep talk. But love is also about perception, attachment, style and experience. So you've got your attachment theory. So kind of early childhood experiences shape how we attach in adult relationships. So that's your security, your anxiety or avoidance, whatever. Projection and idealization. So early love involves projecting ideals onto someone and why crushes feel magical, you know? Emotional regulation. So being in love can help regulate stress via oxytocin, but heartbreak can spike cortisol, which is our stress hormone. Oof, cortisol is our stress hormone. That's what I was trying to say. So your mind interprets love both as reward and as threat, hence the excitement, the fear, the obsession, and longing all at once. You've also got your three stages of love. This is scientifically observed too. So you have your lust, driven by your hormones, your testosterone and your estrogen. You have your attraction, you have your dopamine, your norepinephrine, and low serotonin creates obsession and euphoria and grows to create happiness. Then you have attachment, which is your oxytocin, vasopressin, and they create long-term bonding and comfort. So there, my friends, is the science behind relationships. However, it does not explain for the goo, the shoving smelly feet in each other's faces, the cold feet, the food fights, the endless ridiculous one-liners, and everything in between that make relationships what they are. But thank God for science, but thank God for each other. And just let's have a few songs. We've got Ain't No Mountain High Enough and The One.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
tell me that you want me, and I'll be yours completely, for better or for worse. I know we'll have our disagreements, be fighting for no reason. I wouldn't change it for the world. 'Cause I knew the first day that I met you, I was never gonna let you slip away. And I still remember feeling nervous, trying to find the words to get you here today. You make my heart feel like it's summer.
Marvin Gaye with Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and Codeine with You're the One. So whether you're single, dating, married, or somewhere in between, remember this: love isn't about just one person. It starts by loving yourself, noticing your own worth, laughing at your own mess ups, giving yourself a break, because the way you treat yourself sets the tone for every other connection in your life. Then it spreads outwards to partners, friends, family, even strangers. Tiny acts of kindness, listening properly, sharing a smile, they all count. Love doesn't have to be perfect, dramatic, or even spectacular. Sometimes it's just showing up, paying attention, and remembering that everyone, including you, deserves it. So today, this weekend, and every day, love boldly, laugh easily, and don't forget to check in with you and all you love. Take a look around and remember to love yourself a little lot. That's from me and from City Radio. We wish you a wonderful Valentine's weekend. And here we go with What a Wonderful World. Take care.
I see trees of green, red roses, juice.
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.